Dropping enrollments and rising property tax burdens have pushed lawmakers and school boards into serious debate over the C word, consolidation. In Windsor County, the Windsor Central Supervisory Union entered that debate willingly in the last year with one priority in mind: quality education for all students. Last fall, we spoke with leaders in that district just as they were putting a consolidation plan in front of residents in three affected towns: Woodstock, Pomfret, and Bridgewater. A lot has moved forward in that discussion during the school year, including what towns are involved. So we wanted to check in again on how one community's attempt at consolidation of schools and school administration is working out. Alice Worth is superintendent of the Windsor Central Supervisory Union, and she joins us now from her office in Woodstock. Alice, nice to have you back on the show.
Jane, thank you so much. And, you know, I have to say that pulling together for the benefit of the deer herd is a great segue into our conversation.
Why is that?
Well, you know, we've been working so hard in this supervisory union, and honestly, if it hadn't been for our board members and our constituents working together to really understand the topics and the challenges around consolidation, we never would be able to have moved in the direction that we have. So it's a good segue.
Well, let's go back to last fall. When we first talked about the situation in the Windsor Central Supervisory Union, voters were just getting a look at a possible consolidation plan. At that time, the Joint Elementary Study Committee had spent a year studying possible options for consolidating the three elementary schools in these towns: Woodstock Elementary, the Pomfret School, and the Bridgewater Village School. And they had just presented this proposal in the three towns when we talked. The proposal was that all K through 4 students in the district would go to Woodstock, while all 5th and 6th graders would go to the Pomfret School and the Bridgewater School would close. Mm-hmm. So how was that plan received?
So I'll give you just a little bit more of that history for any listeners who weren't following us, if you wouldn't mind. So, you know, we had the study committee, and we did look at a number of options. And when we talked in October, the one that you described was actually the one that was on the front burner. What evolved after that, Jane, was further study and conversation and numerous outreach to the community. We had, you know, some public forums. We had more intimate, what we called fireside chats in the communities. And what we discovered was that not everyone was ready to make that commitment. Folks were interested. They were understanding the critical issues. You know, to my delight, people were open to learning more and thinking deeply about this. But what basically transpired was two of the districts who were probably needing to make a decision more urgently than the Woodstock district, and initially the Barnard district was a part of this discussion as well. Those two districts decided to form a joint district school. So that is Bridgewater and Pomfret. And I'm happy to say that vote that we brought to the voters in March was extremely successful. 94% of the folks in both communities, a total 94% of the voters that turned out, voted favorably for that joint district school. And we just named that school recently. It's called the Prosper Valley School, and it will be in the town of Pomfret in the previous Pomfret Elementary School building.
And so students will start going there this fall?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yesterday and today, the staff of that new school have been meeting with the principal of that new school to continue their discussions around planning for the kids that are going to arrive on August 26th.
How many layoffs or cuts have you had to make this work out?
Well, you know, that's been a question that folks, to their credit, folks were concerned about this right from the get-go. And, you know, I'll answer that question directly. We actually cut one classroom teacher position from the combined staff. And we cut a guidance counseling position, and we also cut a music position and a physical education position. But what we were able to do was to increase the opportunities in all of those related arts for the children. But clearly, where we had a part-time physical educator in one building and a different part-time physical educator in the other building, it was impossible to bring those folks, all of them, along. Some of them we found positions at other schools within our district. So, you know, we worked really thoughtfully on this. Clearly, there was a little bit of fallout, but not what one would imagine. And, you know, to tell you honestly, had we closed the buildings and tuitioned the school, the children elsewhere, which some school districts have had to do, we would have lost all those positions. So, you know, I answered your question, and I think I also gave a little bit of a philosophical and political spin. It's not a pleasant situation, but it's a consideration, I think, that needs to be made.
Alice Worth, I mentioned in introducing you that the goal of this consolidation plan was to increase the quality of education for students in these districts and in your supervisory union. How do you think your new plan will do that?
Great question. You know, just in terms of the data, we've as I said, we were able to increase many of the learning opportunities, particularly in the related arts. Some of those have been increased by 2 times and even 3 times. So each of these schools that had a half day or a 1 day, Pomfret had a half day, Bridgewater had a 1 day physical educator. The combined school has 3 days with a licensed health and physical educator. The same thing with, you know, art, music. These were programs, Jane, that as the enrollment in both of these little schools declined over the years, cuts were made to these programs to the dismay of the boards and the taxpayers, but it was critical for survival. So those have increased. Another very important area is just in the leadership. Both of the buildings had part-time principals. Both part-time principals did the best they could, but were only on campus, you know, 50% of the time. Now in the new school, we have a principal who's 100% dedicated to the educational leadership of the building. So those are just a few of the learning opportunities.
And do you see this as saving money as well? Alice Worth, do you think this will save you money?
Yes, it's clearly, you know, our so just a couple of figures on the finance side. The education per equalized pupil at Bridgewater had been above $15,000. Pomfret, closer to $16,000. Now at the new Prosper Village School, we're looking at under $11,000, $10,544 per equalized pupil. And what that's done, too, is in consolidating our efforts and our resources, we actually reduced the combined budget is reduced by about 24%. So, you know, we are just so fortunate. I know this is not going to be the case in every school district. I guess I would urge every board to think very carefully about this and crunch the numbers. We were able to see significant gain and both financially and, you know, in terms of educational opportunity. What I think,
you know what, I'm going to leave it there and we'll check in on you again as this gets up and rolling. We'll keep looking at seeing how it's going. Alice Worth is the superintendent of the Windsor Central Supervisory Union, and she's been telling us about the plans to consolidate districts and schools. Alice, thanks.
Okay, Jane. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.